I went into our cathedral in Balladreen for Mass on the first Sunday of Advent this year, the 29th of November last. And looking up, I was struck immediately by the display of violet or purple everywhere. The Advent wreath, of course, had its purple candles, inevitably, but its stand had been draped in purple too. And the lectern was fronted with a purple banner. The altar front was draped in purple. Even some of the flowers at the back seemed to me to be violet as well. And I too would shortly be wearing purple vestments. Purple is the colour of repentance, sorrow. It's the colour of Advent. It signals that the Advent season is an opportunity to make our peace with God and with others. It reminds us that God is merciful, and so must we be. There can be no peace or love on this earth if we do not acknowledge our sins and selfishness and say from the heart, "I'm sorry," over and over, and no excuses. But purple is equally the colour of royalty. And aren't we preparing for the coming of our king? But of course, a king very much out of step with other kings. Jesus will be born in an outhouse, not a palace, with nobody in attendance on his mother and him but Joseph, for all of whom there was no room in the world, even the world of Bethlehem. It is a birth the great world is unaware of, even incapable of being aware. A birth hidden and homeless. To say sorry is not easy. Repentance demands a humbling of myself and choosing to be in the place where we can begin to empathize with those who have not, those who are nothing. Nobody. That's why it's so crucial. The world will not be saved without it, not to mind my own self. On this last Sunday of Advent, we hear the story of the visitation, the unalloyed joy in the meeting of the mothers-to-be, Mary and Elizabeth. Mary will be very clear when she responds to Elizabeth's greeting in the midst of her joy. The source of that joy is that the Almighty has looked upon his servant in her nothingness. To enter into the deeply personal humiliation that is repentance, that's the royal road Advent invites us to follow and to embrace. Unalloyed joy will then be ours too. Christmas will come.